Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode of Unwell is brought to you by The Amelia Project. Have you ever daydreamed about disappearing and starting over? What if there was a company that provided just that service? Welcome to the comedy fiction podcast, The Amelia Project, a show about a secret death-faking agency. In each episode, you'll hear a new client being interviewed and the dilemmas that bring them to the death-faking agency. They're in turn funny, thought-provoking, or downright surreal. It's just such a delightful premise. We think you'll really enjoy it. You can find The Amelia Project wherever you listen to podcasts, and stick around for a trailer for The Amelia Project at the end of this episode.
Hello, this is Eleanor. I am coming to you today wrapped in my favorite, coziest sweatshirt. It's a black zip-up hoodie from Mount Absalom's 75th Annual Celery Festival. It is both cozy and a little creepy. So if you want to join me in repping Unwell while being so very comfortable, please go check out our merch store. We have hoodies and t-shirts and tank tops, and also some things that are not for wearing on your body, like coffee mugs, tote bags, and stickers. I suppose you could probably wear a tote bag on your body if you really, really wanted to, but it might be a little odd. Go check it out. All these things are at our website at unwellpodcast.com. That's unwellpodcast.com.
I'll bake you a whole bunch of cookies. Pick your poison.
Don't put yourself out on my account. No trouble.
All right. I'll buy you a whole bunch of cookies. Oreos, Chips Ahoy, you name it.
At my store? Where I have access to them all anyway?
Maybe I'll just give you $5.99. That's a good deal. All right. That's enough stalling. Time to face this head on. If we need a new roof, we need a new roof. Chin up, eyes clear, asshole firmly unclenched.
Words to live by.
It's on our family coat of arms.
Huh.
Good news, it's definitely not a roof leak.
No, just some crazy old lady who left the attic window open a crack.
Hey, look at me. It could happen to anyone.
Anyone whose brain is being slowly replaced by pond scum.
People forget things all the time. The other day, I lost my glasses. Tore through my whole house looking for them. Guess where they were?
On your head?
They were on my head, yes.
You've told me that story already.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Your average person's memory is just not that good.
Average? Don't sell yourself short, Russell Epstein. You're a prime hunk of man meat.
A little aged.
Just gives it flavor.
See, you still remember how to make a guy blush. That's gotta count for something. Now, let's see if we can't close that window and save what we can to the third floor ceiling.
Russ, how long are we gonna dance around me and you?
Oh, I thought you liked a little footwork.
I don't mind it, but life's short, and there's much more fun shit we could be getting up to.
I'm open to suggestions.
Well, in that case, why don't we start with... Shit!
What was that?
This goddamn bird keeps flying right into the glass, driving me crazy. Crazy-er, haha.
Dot.
And I don't know what to do because the curtain's closed. The curtain's always closed up here. And no matter how many times that stupid bird hits the window, it keeps coming back for more. Where were we? Things were just getting interesting.
Maybe another time would be better.
No, I'm good. I'm good. We were talking about dancing.
I was just about to work with the Kurds to tell you how I feel about you.
Wait, go back. You were about to...
Dot Harper, I... Shouldn't we close that window first?
Right. Yeah, the water. Hang on. You were saying...
Wow, it's really stuck.
I can see that, Russ. Continue.
Right, okay. You are unlike anyone else I've ever known. You make me... Are you certain you don't want help with that?
I could get it. You keep talking.
Okay. You light up any room you're in, and I love your spirit. Are you sure about the window?
Yes, I'm sure.
You're so alive all the time.
Motherfucker! Are you serious? Not you, Russ. Hang on, that's me. Let me just throw my phone out the window.
You're not even going to see who's calling?
No, I probably should. Actually, you know what? I need to take this.
Oh, sure thing.
Hello?
Hey, Dot. It's Russell. I'm so sorry, but with all the rain, I think a cell tower was down or something. Listen, I still want to swing out there and come with you to check on that leak, but I need to cover for Phyllis. Anytime there's rain, she drives like an old lady. I can be there in 15 if that's not too late.
Uh-huh.
Dot?
Everything okay?
Okay. This is simple. This is easy. I need to ask you something that only you would know.
Hey, Dot, what's going on?
What was my first album?
What?
The first album I ever owned. What was it?
I don't, Jackson Brown, Saturate Before Using.
Hey, can you hold for a sec?
Sure thing.
You. Same question.
Your first album.
My first album.
Donny Osmond, To You With Love, Donny.
Shit!
Dot, could you please tell me what's going on?
You're right. My dad bought it for me. He never really got my taste. Like, Donny Osmond? Such a teeny bopper. Can you imagine anyone less cool? I was so embarrassed.
So I win. Do I get a prize?
I was so embarrassed that I never told anyone. Except the house. Except good old Mr. Hums. Russell Epstein's on the other line. You want to talk to him? Russell?
I...
What the...
Dot? Hey, Dot. Am I right? Jackson Brown.
Russ, I'm gonna have to call you back. Motherfucker! Catfished by my own damn house. Jesus fucking Christ! Okay, Daddy. Let's at least close this fucking window. One, two... Oh, for Pete's sake! Not now, Russ!
Mom?
Lily! Lilybell, what's the first album I ever owned?
Bonnie Raitt?
Good enough.
So, I got the tarps, and I wanted to ask if we have extra batteries for the radio. I'm almost home, but I can stop by Russell's.
Tons of them, don't worry about it.
Mom? What's wrong? Are you fighting with Russell?
No, kid. Nothing's new, just the usual.
You don't normally sound this bummed about the usual.
Yeah, hang on. I gotta put you down while I close the goddamn attic window.
Why'd you open it?
Good goddamn question. One, two, three! Oh!
Is the bird back?
Poor bastard's so determined to get in. I'd say... Maybe this house was built over his favorite tree, and he remembers the fucking days of yore. But what's a bird's lifespan? 5 years?
That's assuming it's a real bird and not a ghost. Or, you know, not a ghost, but whatever we get here instead.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, the window?
How do you feel about a little water feature in the attic?
Mom.
An indoor waterfall. Very scenic. Guests will come from all over the Midwest to take their pictures next to a...
Have you tried pushing it up and then back down again?
Have I tried... Hang on. Come on.
Mom?
One sec, Lily. I am woman. Hear me roar.
You got it?
Hell yeah, I got it.
It sounds like...
It sounds like the bird is in the house now, yeah?
Okay, Mom, not a big deal. Did a pigeon get loose in the weaving studio once or twice? The first thing you want to do...
I am not opening that damn window again.
You don't have to. The first thing you want to do is get a box and a towel.
Got it.
A clean towel.
What kind of operation do you think I'm running here?
Try to keep the bird contained to the room if you can.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
It's okay. It's okay. So... The first step is just to tire the bird out a little. Mom, what's going on?
Nothing.
Did you fall down the stairs? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Down the stairs? Don't you think there'd be a lot more swearing?
Mom, you're being really quiet. It sounds like you're in the kitchen.
It does. It does sound that way, doesn't it?
You were just in the attic.
I thought I was in the attic.
Mom, I heard the rain. I heard the bird hit the window.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any goddamn sense because...
What are you talking about? This makes perfect sense. This is Fenwood doing its thing. It's big creepy house thing. Classic Fenwood.
I have heard a lot of stories about the things this house can do. It can stretch rooms. It can make sounds. It can show you ghosts. You know what I've never heard about? Never once heard about?
Come on. People can be surprising, right? Even people you've known a really long time. Why can't a house have a few tricks up its sleeve?
Don't baby me, Lily.
I'm not babying you. I'm pointing out what option works with what we know. And in this case...
I opened the attic door. I walked down one flight of stairs.
This is what I'm saying.
I can feel the kitchen floor under my feet. I can feel it.
Because it's there.
Losing time. That's a symptom of bad fucking brain whatevers.
Mom, I was here the whole time. You didn't wander off or anything.
I was trying to get to the third floor linen closet.
And in other houses, that wouldn't be a problem, but here...
How do we know? How do we know for sure that this isn't my whole mind saying, well, smell you later? How do I even know I'm really talking to you right now? How do I know I'm not just... sitting in my room in a puddle of piss, babbling away to myself.
You were lucid the whole time, which was less than 20 seconds. No offense, but you couldn't have made it from the attic to the kitchen any normal way. You said it yourself. Whenever it rains, the whole town gets a cold. Let's just say the house had a hiccup.
Hell of a hiccup.
You know what I mean. Mom... You can't live your whole life looking over your shoulder, wondering what's real and what's not. That can't be the new default.
No, yeah, I haven't forgotten about you, you feathery little jerk. A towel, you say?
A kitchen towel is fine, and you should wash your hands if you can.
This is definitely the kitchen. I mean, I think. How would I hallucinate the feeling of water on my hands? I can smell the soap. You ever noticed how you never smell stuff in dreams?
Yeah.
I don't know if I smell stuff when I lose my marbles. Try not to let your jaw hit the floor, but I can't remember.
If you're with it enough to worry that you're out of it...
Lily, I really don't want to talk about this.
Okay. The next thing you want to do is chase the bird without freaking it out. No hitting it with a broom or anything. The goal is just to get the bird to perch, which is where the box and the towel come in. And if you're wondering if the bird is real, I hear it too.
That's exactly what you'd say if you were... I still need a box.
There are boxes in the basement.
Right. Come on, birdie. Let's do this. Wish me luck. Hey, bird. This way. Don't even think of shitting on me. Okay. No big deal. Oh, shit.
Mom?
The ceiling fan is on. Hang on.
There's...
no overhead fan in the basement?
Of course not. Welcome to the office. I still need that stupid fucking box.
Mom?
Come on, Birdie. Come on.
You should shut the door behind you if you can. Give the bird less space to get lost.
Shit.
Where are you?
It's Rudy's room. I'm in Rudy's room.
Nora's room now.
I know. I know. Life in a boarding house. The wheels keep turning. Nora didn't exactly redecorate. I should probably change the sheets, even if she doesn't sleep. Seems like bad luck to leave a dead guy's laundry hanging around, gathering dust.
You've had a lot on your mind.
What's the difference between those ashes in the ground somewhere and the dead skin cells in these sheets? Shouldn't we bury these, too? It's all... What's the fucking quote? It's all star stuff, right? I bet Rudy loved that quote. I bet he was a total Carl Sagan fanboy. Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known. I've got the old VHS tape of Cosmos somewhere in the basement. I should dig it up and... I should have dug it up. Too late now. I'm too young to be losing friends like this.
Hey, Mom?
Sentimental bullshit, I know.
Mom?
You can say it! Dot Harper's going soft! Soft heart, soft brain.
Mom! Is that bird singing Claire de Lune?
Yeah. He's perching, too, but I don't have a damn box because I'm in Rudy's damn room.
Mom?
I didn't want to be here. Why am I here? Why do I have to be here? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just... I'm sorry.
Don't say that. Listen, please. Look, I'm in my room.
But you are out getting... Fucking great. Did I lose more time?
No. That's not what I just... went through the front door, and now I'm in my bedroom.
Lily?
So if there's any question of what's going on...
Lily, you're here too?
I'm definitely somewhere.
One sec. One little sec. Marco!
Hello.
Okay, then. Okay. Hey, Bird Brain, got anything else? Yes, okay. Stay where you are, Lily. We're coming for you.
What?
Oh, right. Stay where you are, okay? We'll find you.
Yeah.
No whammies. Whoa! Shit, okay.
Mom, where are you?
We're in the basement. Sorry, wasn't expecting a step there. Okay. Good news is I can get a box for this bird. Bad news, we just went in the opposite direction.
It's okay. There's only so many doors in this house, right?
One of them has got to be the right one. Unless the house is trapping us both inside so we can be slowly digested like a Venus flytrap.
Wow, thanks for that image.
Got the box. Got the towel, got the box. Let's rock. Marco!
Hello.
Is it just me?
No, you sounded really close.
Right? Just across the wall. Shoo, bird, come on, this way. We're gonna try the storage room door.
Got it.
Here we... Huh.
Where are you?
The storage room. Marco?
Hello.
Farther. Okay, let's try the door again.
Where are you now?
Attic again. I hear music. Must have left the TV on somewhere. My room or the living room?
Which could be anywhere. Probably better to focus on what's in front of us.
True. Hey, Bird Brain, you want to fly into the window from this side? Go for the hat trick? Yeah, Gath. Let's pay our respects to the site of your head trauma. Okay, enough respect. Give me something fun. It's got a good beat and you can dance to it. Now we're cooking.
Instead of going through the door every time, have you tried just opening and closing the same door?
That's a thought. Let's go. Bathroom. basement again. My room! Found the TV!
But they hold a rare secret. The roughly 47,000 aspen trees are all part of a single organism.
Mom, can
I'm watching this! 47,000 aspens growing out of some kind of super tree.
It's called Pando.
Wonders never cease.
I think we're looking at pretty strong evidence they don't.
And spread it does.
I think that's enough of that. No, bird, get out of there.
Use the towel. Now we've got to really make sure this bird doesn't get loose or we'll never find him.
I was thinking the same thing. Jinx.
Jinx. Hi.
Hey, Lilybell. Goodness. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, leave me some air in my lungs.
So, hey, I know you know, but I wanted to say...
What?
The bird is perching. Okay. Take the box, put it on its side, and lay it next to the bird.
Got it.
Now, very quickly, use the towel to shoo the bird into the box and cover the box with the towel.
Bird in a box! Get your bird in a box here!
Now, we just release it out.
Welcome to my world. All right, I'll hold the box. You try the door.
Office. Still the office. You must have to shut the door till it clicks to change it. Oh, Abby's room. Good thing they aren't home.
Whoa, ho!
Should we try from the back door?
Who knows how long that'd take. Distract the wolves while I free our friend here.
What have I got in my pockets? Nothing but a pencil. Shit. Hey, wolves! Go fetch!
Okay. Say goodbye, bird brain. Happy trails. Well, this is going to be a fun one to explain to the lodgers.
We should post a sign on the door.
Which door?
Every one we can find.
Sounds great. You can be in charge of getting the marker and the paper.
I think I might have some in here, actually, behind the... Oh, no.
What?
I just remembered when I left for the hardware store, Marisol was napping on the couch.
Well, you know the drill.
Mom, before we go, are you and Russell Epstein okay?
We're fine.
Because something was definitely up when I called you.
No, it was just... Hopefully, house shit. There were two Russell Epsteins for a sec. Not sure why I had to freak out about that. It really doesn't sound too bad. Two Russells, the possibility.
Mom, I'm not listening to this.
Hey, it's perfectly natural. Just a woman and a man and that man's creepy housemaid ghost.
So you accept that you were not having an episode?
So it would seem. I guess even an old house can pick up a new routine once in a while.
Damn right.
Hopefully we've hit the ceiling on weird, but famous last words.
Hey, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, Lily. Oh, damn. Now the waterworks are gonna... The leak! We need to do something about the water in the attic.
Sure thing. After we find my girlfriend.
At least we know the room doesn't change unless you completely shut the door.
So we just leave every door open a crack until this calms down?
Makes sense. Once we've found Marisol, the three of us can start making a map of how the rooms connect up for now.
Good. Yeah, we can send it to everyone so they'll have it on their phones.
Problem solved.
Good as new. What?
You were right, Lily. I can't live my whole life always asking myself what's real and not. That's no way to live.
It isn't. No. That's why you...
This place is getting weirder. It's getting weirder all the time. And I've spent so much of today going back and forth. Is this happening or am I losing another chunk of my mind? I can't do this forever. I just can't. One more summer. And then assisted living. Where at least if there's a bird singing Clair de Lune, it'll be in my own damn head.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I'll visit you all the time.
I know you will. Besides, it's a whole facility of people who haven't heard my dirty limericks yet.
I'll visit you all the time, and I'll say, never met this woman before in my life. No idea who she is. Sorry.
I think that's my line.
Should we go rescue Marisol?
Sounds like a plan. One, two.
This episode features
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Clint Worthington as Russell,
Ella Watts as the documentary narrator.
Written by Jessica Best.
Sound design by Ryan Sheely.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Assistant director, Lauren Grace Thompson.
Recording engineer, Mel Ruder.
Associate producer, Ani Engdahl.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Producer, Haiti Souffrant.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thanks to our supporting producers from Patreon. Alexi Feller, Sunny D. Anomaly, Megan McLean, Nick Keenan, Caitlin White, and Calico Davis. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.